In the next few weeks, Congress is expected to vote on another three-month extension of the 1996 welfare reform bill. The law has been up for reauthorization for almost 2 years, but members of Congress have been unable to agree on how to change it. The House passed its version of a new bill, but the Senate is still struggling with its revision. This month, we'll examine the impact of the 1996 law in several states. We'll begin with Wisconsin. Its welfare program, called W-2, became a national prototype. But as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, while supporters raved about the program's success, the changes came with costs.
Wisconsin rolled out W-2 statewide 7 years ago. A decade of earlier welfare reform efforts had already slashed the state's welfare caseload in half. W-2 dropped it to unprecedented lows. Republican state lawmaker John Gard authored the legislation.
People who are poor are not lazy and are not dumb. They just need a little bit of help.
Gard says W-2 reflected a new welfare philosophy with a goal of moving welfare recipients toward self-sufficiency through work. Under W-2, no one is exempt from working, including the disabled and the drug addicted. Mothers of newborns have 3 months before they must meet work provisions.
We devised a system here that said, if you're willing to step up and help, we'll give you some child care and we'll give you medical care. You're eligible for food stamps. You just got to be willing to step up to the plate and improve your work history and go into the workforce.
At the Bel Air Nursing Home facility in Milwaukee, 31-year-old Andrea Jarvis wrings out her mop and begins swabbing the floor of an empty residence room. Jarvis has been on and off welfare since 1989. She got this job through W-2.
Yeah, I started in laundry, and they were doing a lot of layoff because it was like too many people working. So I went to housekeeping, so now I'm here.
Jarvis has three daughters, ages 10, 14, and 15. She says the nearly 3 years she's been on this job is one of her longest terms of employment. As she sprays cleaner on the sink in the room, Jarvis explains how W-2 gave her a fresh start.
They showed me how to get do a resume. And it was the Key to Life program for the job interviews and how to dress for an interview and stuff. They help you find a job and everything, but it's up to you to keep it, though.
Jarvis makes $9.38 an hour, nearly $4 more than Wisconsin's minimum wage of $5.15 an hour. Before she was hired at the nursing home, Jarvis, like most W-2 participants, worked a subsidized community service job. In exchange, she received a W-2 grant of $673 a month. Jarvis says W-2 has helped her get on her feet, but she says the program is sometimes burdensome and unfair. Others agree.
One reason I go in, because it might be somebody in there that I know, and they feel more comfortable talking to me.
During a brisk, windy day, Tracy Jones pulls her coat tighter around her as she stands outside a county welfare office. Jones is an organizer with the Working Women's Advocacy Group, 9to5, and a former welfare recipient. Call Jones a W-2 success story, and she bristles. She took a W-2 agency to court over pay and says she's prospered in spite of the program. Now Jones travels to W-2 offices to make sure, as she puts it, people aren't wronged by the system.
How long have you been on W-2?
I just recently got off of it.
In the large, cavernous waiting room, Jones talks with two women who have come looking for flyers for jobs. Alice and Darnice, who only gave their first names, say the state's shaky economy has left them little place to turn. Alice has reached her 2-year time limit for cash assistance.
Did they tell you were eligible for an extension?
No.
Nobody told you about an extension?
No.
If you reach your time limit, you're eligible for an extension.
Darnice, who's 27, says she lost her job at a nursing home because of child care and transportation problems. She believes she's still eligible for 3 months of cash assistance under W-2, and she's frustrated at how little help she's gotten.
They just keep telling me every time I try to go apply for it, they be like, you've been working a lot, you have a job history, and W-2 is for people who hasn't had any job experience. But what about the women who's having a hard time?
Joan says she's heard plenty of complaints about mix-ups with time limits, daycare benefits, and unfair sanctions. And she says the state needs to do more to help people move beyond temporary or low-paying jobs by providing more education and training.
That is a pleasant-sounding alternative to work.
And a return, says State Representative John Gard, to the old days of welfare. The state's welfare officials say training and education options have increased under W-2, but Gard says the focus must remain on work.
Listen, a lot of people in Wisconsin and across America started in low-wage, sort of difficult jobs that they didn't want to do the rest of their lives. But very few people have gotten good jobs without having tougher jobs to start out with. You got to start somewhere to be able to begin to work yourself up the economic ladder in America.
But Ellen Bravo, the director of the 9-to-5 advocacy group, says the jobs many on W-2 land don't have career ladders. She says the state's message to the poor has been clear.
Any job will do. No attention to getting people out of poverty. No attention to outcomes. They didn't even know for the first number of years where people were because they didn't set up any tracking because it wasn't their intention to follow up and to care about impact. It was just their intention to drive people off, lower the rolls, and then say that they'd succeeded.
Wisconsin has succeeded in lowering its rolls by more than 80% to a low in 2001 of fewer than 7,000 families. A study by the state after W-2's first year found about a third of the people who left the program had income above the poverty level, another third worked below the poverty level, while another third had no job. Nearly half in Milwaukee ended up back on W-2. University of Chicago researcher Mark Courtney says such churning is not unusual. He's conducted one of the latest studies. It shows little difference between those who received W-2 and those the state declared eligible to work and were turned away.
Given, you know, the problems these people had when they walked in the door, I'm not really surprised that we haven't turned their life around. They have lots of problems. There are economic hardships in terms of food insecurity, housing instability, etc., haven't gotten any better over the time we've been watching them. I wouldn't go as far as to say W-2 has been a failure because these folks might be doing worse.
But those that remain on W-2 are now considered the hardest to get into the workforce. Many have problems with substance abuse, mental illness, domestic violence, and little or no job experience.
This is a paper from Sunday. First of all, it's awful thin.
This W-2 workshop is all about the basics of finding a job. Today's guest speaker is Lynn Kasten, the Human Resources Director for Blockbuster. He's answering lots of typical questions, but some are indicative of the obstacles some of these W-2 job seekers will face.
Do you discriminate a lot against felons?
Companies have the right to decide whether they want to hire felons or not.
Complicating the job picture is Milwaukee's unemployment rate of nearly 10%. The state's welfare caseload is also on the rise. It's grown by more than two-thirds since 2001, and the program faces a $100 million deficit. Governor Jim Doyle and the legislature are working to fine-tune the program by trying to persuade businesses to hire W-2 recipients for better-paying jobs. Their efforts are likely to keep Wisconsin and W-2 in the welfare limelight. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.